We're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're up to the second chapter, Rules and Blessings. Aleph, mitzvah taseh min haTorah levarech achar achilat mazon. We have a biblical mitzvah to make a blessing after we eat a meal. Umdibrei sofrim levarech al kol ma'achal tchila v'achar kach yaneh mimenu. And the rabbis instituted that before we enjoy any food item, before we eat anything, we make a blessing and before we have pleasure. People sometimes forget this. If there are some chocolate syrup drops on his fingers, so he puts it in his mouth, he licks it off. You have to make a bracha before you lick it off. Any taste, any flavor, anything you're going to eat or drink before you have pleasure, you have to make a blessing. So too, if a person is smelling a good smell, he makes a blessing before he enjoys. So he worded it, if you smell a good smell, so before you actually we'll see. We shall see. I mean, if it's something, a plant that grows in the earth, and then it next year you have to plant it again. There's nothing left year to year. So it's like a grass. So then we make the blessing. God who made grasses that have good smell. If it's a tree, just one second, if it's a tree or a bush or something that remains from year to year, you make a blessing, Bore Atzei Psamim, who made trees that have good smells. And if it's something else, like something that's, let's say it's a fruit that's edible, that has a good smell, you smell passion fruit. So it has a very good smell. You smell it all around the makolet. So you make a blessing, Asher Natan Reach Tov Beferot. God gave good smell in fruits. And if it's something that's been modified, so then we will learn that some perfumes are synthetic. And some perfumes get the blessing of Borem Minev Samim. And Borem Minev Samim is like a shehakol. It's the all-encompassing blessing. Yes, Mayor? Okay. Weiter. V'chol ha'neneh b'lo bracha ma'al. Whoever has pleasure without making a blessing, it's considered like he stole from heaven. And so too the rabbis instituted to make a blessing after everything we eat or drink. We make an after blessing, even though biblically only after a meal, after you've had bread. Chazal instituted after anything you eat. Bit. Just like you make a blessing before you enjoy something, so too we make a blessing over each mitzvah. Then you perform the mitzvah. וברכות רבות תקנו חכמים דרך שבח והודיה ודרך בקשה. Chazal instituted many blessings. Some are blessings of praise. You see the ocean. You make a blessing. Wow, God created the ocean. So you see something beautiful. So you say marabu maasecha. Wow, how many great things God made. But you have blessings that are blessings of praise. Some are blessings of thanks. Person was saved from a dangerous situation. Sometimes he makes out gomel. And some are blessings of request. And these blessings are there so that throughout our lives we remember the Creator. When we see something wondersome, we remember who created it. We see thunder, lightning. We make a blessing. Wow, Hashem who created the thunder, who created planet Earth this way. If there's an earthquake, we make a blessing over God's might. Those are blessings of shevach. Then we have blessings of thanks, a person who made it across the desert, a person who, good things happened to him, he makes shecheyonu, he purchased a new home, makes shecheyonu, so that's blessings of thanks. Huh?
Made it over the desert,
Hagomel, that's thanks. And then you have blessings that are requests. Okay?